in a Great Southern Land, written by Marianne O'Connor and read by Holly Robinson. Playing games, whether for opportunity, mischief, or seduction, was a pastime Kieran Clancy should have quit long ago. But should was a word he seldom obeyed. Check. Maeve O'Shaughnessy frowned at her cornered king. "However did you manage that?" she muttered, perplexed. Her pretty face suited consternation. Hell, she looked delectable no matter what she was feeling, and Kieran further warmed to the contest at hand. "You'll find I have many hidden talents, Miss Maeve, games of chase being one of my specialties," Kieran told her. "And yet I continue to outrun you, Mr. Kieran," she replied, rather brazenly for her, before moving her queen to block his knight. "Check, I believe." Kieran barely glanced at the table, raising his eyebrows instead and leaning in close to take the queen. "You may well run, fair maid, but you cannot hide." The words were spoken in her ear, and he could smell her hair, still damp from the outdoors and sweet with the honey-scented soap she favoured. He held the breath in to savour it, momentarily intoxicated, before adding, "Checkmate." Maeve stood in a rush, almost knocking over the board, and Kieran cursed himself for breaking one of his own rules in life. Appear bold, but never cocky.
Tea?
She suggested, her earlier confidence gone. Kieran sighed as she made a swift exit to the kitchen where her mother was ostensibly baking, but really keeping guard over her daughter. Leaning back against the French settee, he reflected that Maeve was proving far more difficult to court than any of the local girls he'd been interested in over the years. That was probably part of the attraction, but not all of it. The rain pelted hard against the pane, and Kieran looked out, glad to be away from the fields for a change. Green and lush the farmlands near Killaloe may be, but when the wet set in, it lost much of its appeal, turning soggy and grey. He studied the parlour window itself instead. Aside from the luxury of glass, it was framed by polished oak and had lace curtains, a step far above most other homes in the area, and the fine furniture and thick carpets herein further emphasised how remote the chances were that he, Kieran Clancy, a poor Irish farmer, stood any real chances with this girl.